Good morning, everyone. It's already the middle of March, and I can't help but realize how fast time flies. Once again, I feel that the speed of passing time is accelerating more and more every day. And this is because of the fact that I am aging fast, and the remainder of my time is not that long. So I realize that each day counts. With every passing year, I feel truly grateful for the realization of the fact that I have been nurtured throughout my life by the teaching of the Onenbutsu, nurtured by countless people and among all people in the world. I was given this rare opportunity to encounter, to listen to the teaching of the Nembutsu. I cannot help but rejoice at the condition from the distant past that have brought it about. So today, I would like to discuss with you about the essential process of the Jodo Shinshu, which is deep listening. When we listen to the Dharma, we tend to listen and try to match it to our understanding, and we listen to what we want to hear. After all, I-centeredness becomes a measuring stick of listening. Without knowing, this measuring stick is not out of kilter. It is indeed absurd to think that we are decorating our service by intently listening to the Dharma, when in reality nothing could be further from the truth. Actually, we are the problem. Therefore, we listen. Our measuring stick judges things, whether they are good or bad, whether we gain or lose from them, or whether it makes sense for us or not. Due to this broken measuring stick, we have been living our lives, bumping here and there in darkness, and living in the midst of frustration, discontentment, and anxiety. We are living to the best of our ability to not being spoken ill of, and if possible to be recognized or praised. But we cannot get even a small sense of peace. Without realizing we are self-centered, we live such a sad karmic existence in a happy-go-lucky manner. Buddha's measuring stick is to fathom true or false. Therefore, to be told that my measuring stick is broken is a dreadful thing. As we reflect on our service, we find there is a person who boast nonchalantly, "I am right, and I am not wrong," somewhere within our heart. But deep inside of us, there must be a feeling that something is wrong, and something is not right, and there is something to grasp. Amidst of grasping, true listening will emerge. No real listening taking place when one declare, "I am good and nothing is wrong." In the process of true listening, the conceit self would experience being struck by thunderbolts or being hit by the big hammer over and over. That is true listening. Therefore, listening calls for courage, and it is very important to dedicate it. In addition, continuation is imperative. Therefore, the true way of listening is not an easy task. Shinran Shonin extolled in a Jodo Wasan, those who hear the Buddha's name, going even through flames that fill the great thousandfold world to do so, attain forever the stage of non-retrogression. However, once the primal vow reaches you through deep listening, your head naturally lowers in humility. To be awakened to our true nature and great power will work, enabling diverse to new self. We call that power, that call, primal vow. An eminent Shinshu scholar expressed in his poem, Nembutsu is a crumbling sound of ego shell and first cry of birth of a new self. And another Shinshu teacher also expressed in his poem, it is a sign of working of primal vow that causes a sense of repentance to flow into my heart. Buddha Dharma does not fix our stubborn nature of ego self. Rather, it works to show our bono-ridden broken natures. To listen to the Nembutsu means to be illuminated by the light of wisdom. I would like to share with you the words of Mrs. Tazuko Taguchi, who is a devout Nembutsu follower. She said, and I quote, even if you listen to the teaching of Nembutsu, my stubborn nature cannot be fixed. Though it cannot be fixed, it will be shown to me. Up to now, I was always angry and easily upset. As I am shown this stubborn nature and vicious cycle of constant anger, I have to laugh at myself. Once again, I was shown my stupidity and I had to laugh at myself. Sometimes it takes 2-3 days to realize this, but quite often, instantly I realize it. When I am made to realize this reality, I think, oh no, here I go again. Again, I'm doing this. Then I'm freed from this reality. This is my liberation and freedom. It is this realization that I cannot be fixed. Actually, it saves me and frees me. Again and again, I'm doing the same stupid things. My Namo Amida Butsu is none other than this experience of being made to bow my head in humility. With a realization of having such a stubborn and a hard head. End of quote. To be liberated means just to be illuminated by the light. Only this power to illuminate us is a power that can resolve my karmic evil. I don't have to do anything after all. What we need is just to be illuminated by the light. Unless we stay in the place where we are always illuminated, we need to depend on our self-efforts. Yet we should realize that it is futile and utterly in vain. It was said that the Nembutsu is an audible light, and the light is an inaudible Nembutsu. So wherever the Nembutsu is recited, there is a light. When Renyo Shonen was asked by the follower of the Nembutsu, saying that my listening is just like scooping Dharma water with a bamboo basket. As soon as I take it out from the Dharma water, everything leaks out. What can I do about that? Renyo Shonen responded, then you should leave the basket in the Dharma water at all times. Let us continue to listen and say the Nembutsu in our daily life so that we are always illuminated by the compassionate light to have a most fulfilling life with self-reflection and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu.